With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Over the next 18 months, the White House will meet with several cities across the country, including Rapid City, about police intervention programs. It's part of a strategy to reduce gun violence. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The White House says it anticipates a rise in gun violence this summer. It's looking to communities like Rapid City, which are invested in community violence intervention. Rapid City is the smallest community involved. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender met with President Joe Biden earlier this week as part of a roundtable discussion in Washington, D.C. Allender says a lot of the president's initiative focuses on bigger cities.
And I told him this, with one important exception, that this focuses on community violence intervention. It focuses on identifying offenders and confronting them, partnering with them, and mentoring them prior to them committing crimes.
That's something Allender supports. The White House is looking to invest in more community violence intervention programs. Allender says he mentioned several programs Rapid City is involved in, including the Care Campus, operated by Pennington County, which provides economic aid, substance abuse treatment, and a safe place for intoxicated people to sleep. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
A law legalizing recreational marijuana will remain in limbo on its scheduled effective date of July 1st. That's according to the state Supreme Court administrator. At issue is whether voter-approved Amendment A violates the state constitution. Governor Kristi Noem and Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome filed the lawsuit, and the Supreme Court has it under consideration. One voter-approved marijuana question will become law next week. Initiated Measure 26 sets up a medical marijuana program. Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo says his office is getting ready for that.
We understand that IM 26 is taking effect on July 1st, and so we're really working with that as our benchmark, and you know, we'll deal the collateral impacts of Amendment A, we'll deal with those when they come around.
State lawmakers continue to study how medical and recreational marijuana will affect state law. The Republican chair of an adult use marijuana subcommittee says if the Supreme Court strikes down Amendment A, the committee will write a proposal to legalize pot next year. Medical marijuana won't be allowed on the campuses of South Dakota's public universities. The Board of Regents changed its policy on medical marijuana as the state prepares for the drug to be legalized. It reasoned that it had to stay in compliance with federal law, which still outlaws the drug. The new policy does not stop university students or employees from ingesting medical pot on property not controlled or owned by the board, but threatens to discipline students and employees who are impaired while in class or at their jobs. South Dakota's Attorney General wants to keep cameras and audio recording devices out of the courtroom when he goes on trial in connection with the death of a man along a Hyde County highway. Jason Roundsburg faces three misdemeanor charges related to his driving the night he struck and killed Joe Beaver. A court document recently filed on behalf of Roundsburg objects to cameras or audio recordings during his trial, which is scheduled to start August 26th. The Attorney General is charged with careless driving, operating a vehicle while on an electronic device, and driving outside his lane. SAB Biotherapeutics gained attention for using cattle to produce human antibodies that treat COVID-19. It also received more than $100 million from the federal government for that research. SAB now says a merger with a Florida-based company would raise its enterprise value to $325 million after going public. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
SAB Biotherapeutics isn't just developing treatment for COVID-19. It's also developing therapies for cancer and autoimmune disorders such as diabetes. The company now plans to merge with Big Cypress Acquisition Corporation. The corporation is a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, that specializes in biopharmacy firms. A SPAC is a company that raises money to buy other companies. The merger will allow SAB to go public and access capital. CEO Eddie Sullivan says the move will help fund its development programs and clinical trials through 2022.
I think we're all aware of how much time it can often take to get products to the market in this particular industry of biopharmaceutical development. But at each stage of the way, you have to be able to finance those development programs in a way that you can move forward and be able to collect that clinical data that is needed for FDA to determine their decision on being able to commercialize a pharmaceutical.
The merger will go forward if the companies gain approval from the SEC and their boards of directors. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
Governor Kristi Noem has a lead role in a national conservative effort to ban public schools and universities from teaching certain concepts about race and racism. Noem says educators are indoctrinating students, but teachers say that's not part of their curriculum. SDPB's Joshua Heyer has more.
Governor Noem sent a letter to the State Board of Regents about a month ago, a day prior to the anniversary of George Floyd's death. Noem asked the board that oversees the six public universities to investigate any use of what's called critical race theory. It's a theory used to understand how and why racial disparities still exist. Noem wants the board to investigate whether state funds are used for such teaching.
Critical race theory is not appropriate for our kids to learn and to have in our school systems. We want our honest history, our real history, our patriotic history to be taught to our kids so that we can continue to protect America.
Academic researchers who use critical race theory say it is not a history curriculum. Stacy Morgan has been teaching third and fourth grade in Mitchell for decades. She's surprised this is getting so much attention.
And that's not what's being taught in schools. What we're trying to teach kids is just, in general, to be kind to each other. And we do anti-bullying things and, you know, just teaching children to treat each other the way that they would want to be treated. But we don't specifically talk about race or, define our students into different races or anything.
Noem says students should not be taught the country's foundations were defined by race and slavery. She has proposed a $900,000 fund to teach students, as she says, why the United States of America is the most special nation in the history of the world, and suggest a more patriotic version of American history for K-12 schools. These measures have some parents concerned. Christopher Hansen is a parent from Rapid City. He has two kids in public school and one who recently graduated. He's concerned that kids might be taught material they're not ready for. But even more, he's worried the nation's classrooms are becoming a battleground for the nation's culture wars.
I think it's a bit reactionary and dangerous of just going right down the other road into indoctrinating kids the other way.
Some state educators say Noem is taking on something that's extremely theoretical. Mel Olson recently retired after teaching history and social studies for about 40 years. He also served in the state legislature for 12.
Well, we know it's not an issue now, but gosh, it might be and it could be. And so we should, you know, and that's ridiculous. Parents who are concerned about what their kids are learning are good parents. They should be involved in the school. But instead of just blindly throwing darts at a dartboard, they should actually visit a classroom. They should actually go to the school board. They should actually look at the standards. They should actually look at their kids' textbook and see what's in there.
Many educators say they handle topics of race delicately in their classrooms because it's such a high-profile issue. Alexander Lang is a history professor at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Lang says some people see this as an effort to mislead students about our racial history. He's concerned that perception could result in a deliberate effort to use legislation to redefine civics education.
Education is not a place to be given any single narrative. And you know, I'm not really sure if that's productive for America and really helpful in really any way.
Some conservative legislators hope to address concerns about civics education during the 2022 legislative session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Joshua Heyer in Sioux Falls.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.